Well, USDA is, of course, working on developing new framework for animal disease traceability, and APHIS, the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, has been holding public meetings to get feedback from those in the industry. The new planning process is set up to require states and tribal nations to establish the ability to trace animals moving interstate back to their state of origin. Stephen Monroe of the Division of Animal Industries with the Florida Department of Agriculture said there is a traceability working group in Florida who has been putting together a state plan.
Which is a group of producers, industry leaders that have been with us since we started with traceability and premises registration. They've been our committee to determine what we do in Florida, to how we implement this USDA program.
Now, most everyone is familiar with the original NAIS plan that USDA scrapped, and Monroe said since the changes, USDA has announced they will use an animal disease traceability framework.
And the framework is to pertain only to animals moving into interstate commerce, and we in Florida feel that it's important that the state not get ahead of USDA on this. We don't need 50 disparate systems throughout the country of each state having their own system for animal traceability to know where their animals are. Our animals are moving across state lines daily, so we feel like it's important to have a standard system across the U.S.
So for now, he said they're counting on USDA to establish animal movement guidelines.
And when those guidelines are in place, then we're working with our industry across the state to prepare our producers to meet the guidelines.
But a reminder, this will all be a while yet, as once USDA does put out their proposed rule, there of course will be a comment period before anything is actually set in stone. If you'd like more information on what has been discussed at the animal disease traceability public meetings being held across the country, log on to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.